Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it's the most wonderful time of the... That song is not by Irving Berlin and is therefore not in Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the musical, which opened this past weekend, Musical Fair at Shea 710. And it's gorgeous.
It's beyond gorgeous. It's so wonderful to see that beautiful theater, wall-to-wall people and wall-to-wall set dancing. Oh.
Well, interestingly, Chris Kavanaugh did that set, and it's an illusion. It's not wall-to-wall set. It is actually, because of the dance requirements for the show, a large empty floor with a Christmassy frame. And they fill it with dancers and costumes, and it's sumptuous. You feel like you're at Radio City Music Hall or somewhere, which is, I think, kind of the standard because, let's face it, the plot is flimsy.
Oh, there's a plot? No, it's the wonderful boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back plot.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love
Twice.
That?
Twice. Yes. Heavily sentimental in all the ways you want for the holidays, but the songs are so marvelous. Christy Kavanaugh's choreography is thrillingly delightful.
I cannot say enough about her choreography. It's just, yes, and not one, but two tap numbers. I was in heaven.
I've often thought that's just what I Love a Piano needs. Tap. Yeah.
That was pretty funny, tap dancing on top of the piano.
The person next to me asked me, is he actually playing that piano? And I said, that piano is 2 feet tall, and they're tap dancing on it. What do you think? Too funny, but it is a beautiful cast. It is John Kazarowski and Sean Ryan as the army buddies who are in show business. And it is Maria Pedro and Cassidy Cruiser as the sisters who get to do the iconic sisters, sisters number, which was very amusing, both when they did it and when the boys do it.
Yes, I was going to say, it's not a spoiler alert. The boys reprise that towards the end.
The boys do reprise that, yes.
That, of course, also brings the house down.
Yeah, and I love that everyone thinks that Mary Coppola Jurich is a new face. 40 years of preparation for this breakout moment, A Star is Born. And she plays Martha Watson, the inn manager, this sort of non-romantic interest of the general who owns the inn, which is failing in Vermont. So the guys head up following the girls. But then they discover that their old army general is trying unsuccessfully to run this inn. And so they do a show to save him. And that's the plot. And it is just a device to get us from one brilliant tune to the next. And it's so satisfying. So that is Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the musical.
The musical. A long title. And I know I've said it many times. I just usually don't like children on stage. But this young lady named Arden, oh, wonderful.
Yes, Arden, I think it's Kakala, whose mother is in show business, appearing simultaneously in Mr. Wolf.
Oh.
But I think that the most charming thing about her is that she's not a show-busy little kid. She's just this sweetest little girl.
That's the thing.
And she comes out there and does the number and just warms your heart. The audience goes berserk. Marvelous, marvelous. And the audience enjoys giving a young child that kind. I think she's a fourth grader. She's very young, but yes, adorable. And because I like driving long distances, you know, I do live in Buffalo, but did get out to Lockport, enticed to see The Christmas Carol, one of the many, many Christmas carols. And theirs is by playwright Neil Wexler and his daughter, Sasha Wexler. And it is a metatheatrical Christmas carol, 80 minutes, no intermission, and yet has a lot more of the Dickens content than many I have seen.
You noticed that too. I thought this
yes.
is great.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this dialogue ever.
Very nicely done. It is a theatrical family trying to put on their annual production of Christmas Carol, which they have been doing for generations. And the teenage daughter is naturally over it all, reluctant, but of course will eventually become the one most invested in the message of the story. And so it is the kind of family squabbling that we pretend doesn't happen in every family across the nation at Christmas time. But Scrooge is from another world. He appears and he's always the same. But this family is evolving through the process of doing A Christmas Carol. Artfully done, down there at the Kenan Center, and with a set by Colin Ranney.
Yes, that big circular moon in the back of the stage. It was just magical at certain points.
And the sound by Mason Beggs. Now, very often I always feel that the sound levels for shows have been set with the house empty, with no audience in it, and they're always too quiet by the time the audience shows. The clicking of the locking of the doors of Scrooge's house, just like A lot of The Haunting has to do with the sound by Mason Beggs. Very, very good. Up at the Kenan Center, which has been upping its game. Have you noticed?
I absolutely have noticed. Kevin Leary's doing a heck of a job there. The shows are just at a whole other level. So folks who haven't been up to the Kenan Center, it's worth a drive. If it's been a long time since you've been, try it again. You will be rewarded.
And of course, if you actually live in Lockport, what is your excuse? It's right there. And boy, do they have parking.
Well, I've got to tell you, I liked all of the cast. Ricky Needham and Sarah Teplitsky and Quinn McGillion, love to see him, and Maddie Ream. But the real reason we went was to see Stan Klimeko as Scrooge. And my favorite Christmas carol of all time is The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Mine is Mr. Magoo.
It's so funny you say that, because whenever I mention The Muppets, other people say Mr. Magoo. The Muppets Christmas Carol with Michael Caine and Stan Klimeko just seem to deliver that juicy evilness that I haven't seen on stage in a long time.
Well, the Mr. Magoo version actually had music by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill, which is rather astonishing. They wrote Funny Girl. These are names associated with Funny Girl, Gypsy, Bells Are Ringing, major Broadway people. Mr. Magoo, of course, played the role himself, which means the voice of Jim Backus. Many people will remember him as Thurston Howell on Gilligan's Island, but you know, a great, great voice. But the Kenan Center, gorgeous to look at and marvelously affecting, and a lot more Dickens than I've seen in many a version.
Amen. Now, a quick note of disambiguation, if that's the word. Remember, there is a Christmas carol over at the Shaw Festival. This one is at the Kenan Center in Lockport. There is a White Christmas at the Shaw Festival. The one we've talked about is the one at Shea 710. They're all good.
And Neil Raddus will be at Buffalo State with his 40-something version of it. Interestingly, the Shakespeare in Delaware Park holiday fundraiser dinner featured Jeremy Kruser as Scrooge. Outrageous. He is so funny.
Okay. Klimeko, Kruser, always playing those one-off roles.
Someone needs to ask one of us to be Scrooge sometime.
We're both off to see A Christmas Carol, a new version over at the Alleyway, and we'll catch up with Fancy Nancy at the Theater of Youth.
And I saw that holiday favorite, Carrie.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
I'll tell you about that next week. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.